I didn't wake up thinking I'd ruin my own life for someone who never once asked me to throw a punch. That's the part that still fucks with me. She never said, go hurt him. She just told me how small she felt, how unsafe, how tired she was of being talked down to like she was nothing. She said it slowly, like she was unwrapping something delicate, something private. And every time she did, I felt my chest tighten, like it was my job to fix it. She'd talk about disrespect the way other people talk about betrayal. Whispered. Personal. Intimate. Like it was happening to us, not just her. Then she'd stop talking. Go quiet. Let the silence sit between us until I couldn't stand it. I'd fill it with anger, with promises, with heat I didn't even recognize as mine anymore. When I got worked up, she'd smile. Just a little. Tell me it was kind of hot when I cared that much. Then she'd pull back, act nervous, warn me not to get intense. That contradiction dug hooks into my brain. I didn't know if I was being encouraged or tested. So I tried harder, louder, meaner, more loyal. By the time anyone realized what was happening, I was already the problem. The aggressive one, the unstable one, the guy who couldn't control himself. She stood next to the wreckage with calm hands and a concerned voice, and everyone believed her. I'm not here to tell you she made me violent. I'm here to tell you she made violence feel like devotion, and let me destroy myself, proving it. She had a way of talking that made everything feel personal, like we were sharing a secret nobody else deserved to hear. We'd sit close, too close for just friends, knees almost touching, her voice low, her eyes heavy. She never crossed a line, not cleanly, not in a way I could point to. That was the trick. She stayed just on the edge, letting my head do all the dirty work. She'd tell me about some guy at work who talked over her in meetings, how he smiled when he did it, how it made her feel stupid, invisible. She didn't ask me what I thought. She just let the story hang there, raw and unfinished, and waited for my reaction. I'd feel something spark in my gut. Anger, heat, that sharp urge to do something. When I swore under my breath, she'd glance at my mouth like she liked it. That protective thing you do, she said once smiling, it's kind of a turn-on. That sentence fucked me up more than anything else she ever said.
I felt chosen.
Dangerous, like I was something sharp she kept in her pocket. When I got loud about how unfair it was, how someone should put that asshole in his place, she'd touch my arm and tell me to calm down. Her fingers stayed there just long enough to make my skin buzz. Praise, then restraint. Heat, then distance. It kept me chasing. I started watching her more closely. Listening for the names, the tones. Who made her uncomfortable? Who made her feel small? Every story felt like a test I could pass if I reacted the right way. If I got angry enough but not too angry. If I showed teeth but didn't bite, unless she needed me to. The first time I snapped at someone on her behalf, she didn't stop me. She watched. Her face stayed neutral. But afterward, she told me I scared her a little. That word, scared, hit me hard. I apologized immediately, tripping over myself, swearing I'd never hurt anyone. She nodded, accepted it, then leaned in close and whispered, "I know you'd never hurt me."
That felt better than sex. I didn't realize how fast I was sliding.
I just knew that when she laughed at my jokes, when she leaned into my space, when she told me I made her feel safe, something in me lit up. I felt useful, powerful, needed. The anger came easy after that. It felt righteous, like armor.
When I started swearing more, snapping quicker, she'd pull back and tell me I was intense lately.
Then she'd say she liked intensity, just not when it got out of control. I didn't know what that meant, so I tried to manage it for her. Shape it, aim it, be exactly what she wants without her ever having to say it.
I thought I was protecting her. I didn't see that I was being trained.
The shift was quiet, no big fight, no explosion, just a tone change I couldn't place at first. She started repeating my words back to me, slower, with a look on her face, like she was studying something dangerous. When I asked why, she said she was just trying to understand me better.
that she worried sometimes about how angry I could get. That pissed me off and scared the shit out of me at the same time. I started explaining myself too much, justifying things I hadn't even been accused of yet. She listened, nodded, said she appreciated my honesty. Then she'd mention, casually, that she'd save some of my messages. Just in case, she said. Her voice was light, but her eyes were sharp. You know, for safety. That word again, safety. Suddenly, everything I'd done for her felt twisted. I wasn't protecting anymore, I was threatening, and she let me feel that shift without ever saying it outright. When I raised my voice, she flinched. When I swore, she went quiet. She started telling people I was really passionate and kind of intense, like those were warnings wrapped in compliments. I could feel myself unraveling, and she stayed calm through all of it. That contrast made me look worse every time. I'd lose my temper, call someone a piece of shit, demand respect, and she'd step in afterward and say she'd tried to calm me down, that she was worried about me, that she didn't know how to handle my anger. The record agreed with her. Screenshots, messages, audio notes where my voice was sharp, aggressive, full of profanity and heat. Her replies were measured, soft, concerned. Anyone looking at it could see the imbalance. Calm looks credible next to someone losing their shit. I started doubting myself, wondering if I really was out of control. If I'd imagined the way she smiled when I got angry, the way she'd leaned in when I defended her. She never denied it. She just didn't confirm it anymore. Let me sit in the confusion and rot. When things finally blew up, a public argument, my voice raised, my temper on full display, she stepped aside, didn't defend me, didn't stop me, just watched while I burned my own credibility to the ground. Later she told people she'd been scared, that she'd tried to help me, but I wouldn't listen. I believed her for a while. That's the sickest part. I believed I'd crossed some invisible line and deserved what was happening. That the closeness, the looks, the almost touching had been in my head. That the reward I felt was something I'd invented to excuse my own anger. She didn't have to lie much. She just let me keep talking. The truth didn't come out in some dramatic confrontation. It leaked, slow, messy, patterns people couldn't ignore once they started looking. Other men, other stories, different faces, same arc. Her feeling disrespected, unsafe, hurt, then getting angry, loud, defensive, disposable. Someone noticed how often she positioned herself next to men who had tempers. How often she'd escalate things emotionally, then step back and document the fallout. Someone else remembered being warned about her, too late, after they'd already been labeled the problem. When people started talking, she didn't panic. She denied gently, expressed sadness, said she hated being seen as manipulative. That word again, seen. She cried in the right places, looked wounded. I watched from the outside this time, stripped of any role, any usefulness, and realized how little I mattered once I'd served my purpose. The exposure didn't fix anything for me. It didn't clean my hands. It didn't erase the shit I said, the way I lost control, the damage I did trying to prove loyalty to someone who never asked for it out loud. It just confirmed what my body had known long before my head caught up. She didn't make me violent. She made violence feel intimate, necessary, like proof of love. She wrapped it in sexual tension and concern, and just enough praise to keep me hungry. Then she documented the hunger like it was a disease she discovered instead of fed. People apologized to me after. Quietly. Uncomfortably. Told me they hadn't known. That they could see it now. I nodded. Accepted it. Felt nothing. There's no relief in being right too late. No comfort in knowing you were played when you still pulled the trigger on your own reputation. She moved on. New circles. New protectors. New men who thought they were different, stronger, more in control. I stayed where I was, marked. The guy with the temper, the cautionary tale nobody wants too close. I still hear her voice sometimes when I get angry. Still feel that old reflex to prove myself, to show I care hard enough to hurt. That's the damage that doesn't go away, not the exposure, not the humiliation. The part where she taught me to confuse devotion with destruction and left me to live inside the wreckage once everyone finally saw what she was doing.